in my shoe. My jeans are cutting me in two. My underwear's too tight. My clothes don't ever fit right. My collar's so tight it's popping my veins. We walk around in constant pain. When I get home from work, I usually start with my shirt. I leave a trail behind. When I undress, I unwind. I like to let it all hang out. Hey, don't you know what I'm talking about? It feels so good to get buck naked. That ain't no
little buck naked, baby. Little Hank Jr. this morning. Your handsome and yet humble host, Ray I, here in the bunker, Midwest Outdoor Studios, KFNS 590 The Fan, with the Vogler Wagner, Peanut, and Matty G. Had a great interview with Tim Chelsovic.
Great interview.
The Thinking Talking Woodsman killed a beautiful Ozark buck. Awesome. And we just finished up fall turkey season. Before we run to our next guest, the turkey numbers were bad. 2016 statewide fall turkey herd. The worst numbers, the lowest count is in North Missouri, like, you know, up in those counties, up there where Joel's at, and Schuyler County, Adair County, terrible numbers. And I know a lot of it's there's not guys hunting, but the adult gobbler kill was only 1,410 gobblers. Juvenile gobblers, 659. Total adult hens, 1,322. Total juvenile hens, 1,570. Really sad numbers. But, you know, they shouldn't open at the 1st of October. It's summertime woods. It's not
and
good.
We've just had the warmest October on history.
The last week of October, we had green trees yet, and turkeys were not vocalizing. It was a tough season, but there wasn't as many tags sold this year. So, it's, you know, I'm really worried about our fall turkey hunting. I love it better than spring. What do you got on the deer count before we go to the waterfall?
Our youth season, young hunters.
What is that?
Youth season. Okay. That was a TH at the end of it.
That was last
youth
weekend.
Hunters checked in 11,171 deer during Missouri's early youth portion. Top counties in the youth portion were Osage with 253.
You're having trouble with youth, aren't you?
Howell and 246. And Franklin with 242. And this goes because it was 2 weeks earlier, they moved it, like you said.
Yeah, it was hot.
So it was a hot weekend.
It's thick. Still got crops in the fields. It's just not a good time for the kids to hunt.
Last year, they killed 13,583.
Yeah, give the kids opening weekend of gun deer season. That's what they need to have. They need to be in the rut.
I mean, that's
these grown-ups hunt their whole life, and they got 3 months of deer hunting. Get over yourself. Let those kids hunt.
Yay.
Yeah. Oh, we have a guest on the line? I think we do, don't we? Interesting. Yeah. I know that song. You know that song, Vogler Wagner?
I've heard it before.
Can you believe how much fun this is to come in here and go to work?
People call this work.
We better shut up. We'll get fired tomorrow. Yes, indeed, boys and girls. We're going to go get a little, you know, we're covering it all, aren't we, Vogler Wagner?
We
had
it.
Some brush carp already. We talked about fall turkeys. And now we're going to talk a little waterfowl.
Yes.
Mr. Gary Mason, the guru of the Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame, has been all up in the Dakotas and stuff hunting quack quacks. Hey, Gary, good morning.
Hey, Ray. Hey, everybody. How's it going?
I'm not real sure yet. Check with me later.
Well, I can do that.
Yeah. How's Gary? Is Gary good?
Man, Gary's great. Just got back from a wonderful trip up to Iowa and Nebraska on a waterfowl hunt, and now I'm brushing duck blinds and fixing goose pits and, you know, working on decoys and doing all the things that waterfowl hunters do this time of the year.
Yep.
Working my fingers to the bones.
Well, I hate to hear that. Well, it's for a good thing. It's for a fun cause, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So how'd your hunt go? How was the quack quacks?
We had a great hunt. We didn't shoot a lot of birds, but we did have a great hunt. Hunted with some wonderful people up there. You know, people from Iowa and Nebraska, just the kindest people in the world.
Yep.
They just take you right in and treat you like brothers. And we had first day, we hunted on a wildlife management area up in Nebraska, and they got 22,000 acres of wildlife management areas, wetlands, that a waterfowl hunter can hunt up there if
That's
he goes
amazing.
On his own. So second day, we crossed the Platte River and hunted on a sandbar, which was a new experience for me.
Yeah.
But a lot of fun. And the guys set out about 30 goose decoys and 25-30 duck decoys and had a good time doing that. And then the last day, we hunted in Iowa, hunted for wood ducks in Iowa, and that was a lot of fun. But met some great people, had a good time, getting ready to go back again next year. Always a great trip.
Man, quack quacks. I love hunting wood ducks. Haven't shot them in years, but I used to do that quite a bit. Enjoy that. I've done the geese thing. A lot of people don't realize that I used to call geese and hunt geese, and I've hunted ducks, but I've run a lot of camera. But when I was a kid, I went with the guys on a duck hunt, the older guys, and they'd send me out to retrieve their ducks. They didn't have a dog. And they'd send me out in the water, Gary, and they'd say, no, more to the left, more to the left. And then I'd go in over my head when I come up spitting. They were all laughing.
Yeah. Well, them older guys, you got to watch them, you know. But yeah, and you know, I think, of course, as you guys were talking about turkey season, our waterfowl hunting has been affected, you know, by the hot weather.
Right.
And, you know, this is not conducive to good waterfowl hunting. We like cold weather, and when everybody else is shivering, the duck hunters are out in the blind, happy as they can be. But, you know, I do think we've got some colder weather coming. We've got a great amount of birds that's going to be coming down the, especially the Mississippi flyway this year. The folks that's gone to Canada and North Dakota, places like that, are already seeing some good numbers. So I know that if we get some cold weather, we're going to have a lot of good waterfowl hunting down here. And hey, I think you're going to come and hunt with me at time.
Yeah, that was the next thing I was going to say. I can't wait to do that in December. It's been a while since I shot a goose hunt on ESPN television one time with Cabela's, and that was a lot of fun. And but I'm going to come down and shoot a show for Midwest Outdoors with you guys. It's going to be a great time, and I get to do it right here in Missouri too.
Oh, then the Boot Hill?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
it's beautiful.
It's going to be fun. Great time. All right, Gary, good report this morning, my friend. Always good to get you on the show.
Glad great to be time. Here, man. Appreciate you guys getting in touch with me, and hope you have a great rest of the Saturday afternoon. Get out and rake leaves, mow the yard, do something.
No, no.
It'll
no.
make the missus happy.
No, no, no. All right, Gary, my friend. Take care, brother. Talk to you soon.
All right. See you, man.
What do you got for me?
Chronic waste in Missouri.
Yeah.
The Missouri Department of Conservation began monitoring
the
state of free-ranging deer for chronic waste disease in 2001. Chronic waste, it was the first detected in captive deer in the state in 2010 and 2011 in Linn and Macon counties. The disease was first detected in free-ranging in Macon County in 2012.
Free-ranging.
And disease has been detected in Adair, Cole, Franklin, Linn, and Macon counties. Am I saying it bad?
you are not pronunciating.
Mandatory sample in chronic waste management zones. Hunters who harvest deer during the opening weekend of fall firearm season, November 12th and 13th, in any of the 29 counties of the department chronic waste management zone are required to present their deer for chronic waste sample collection on the day of harvest at one of 75 Missouri Department of Conservation.
Keep talking. I'm going to take your picture doing the
CWD sampling
locations.
That's the
only way you're going to see it
again. Throughout the 29 counties, hunters will also have the option of presenting just the deer head with about 6 inches of neck attached. The deer must be presented by the hunter who harvested the animal. Sampling locations will be open from 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Hunters who can get free test results for the deer after the samples have been produced.
Is that all you got for me?
That's on that one, yeah. Do you want more? I got more.
I didn't even understand any of that.
We've got there's 75 sampling stations in the U.S. I mean, in the state of Missouri
for chronic waste.
And you've got in the 29 counties, you're in that county. You take a deer, you need to go to the check-in station, and have the sample taken. It's not just a good idea; it's really necessary to keep our herd safe.
You got anything else?
Yes. Helping Hand Habitat visit Casey's, purchase Pepsi.
Where's that at,
support
though?
Conservation of Pheasants Forever.
St. Paul, Minnesota.
North Dakota, South Dakota,
and
Wisconsin.
The reason I have you doing that, we need to do that here. That's a good cause. Go ahead.
And it's for Helping Hand for Pheasants Forever. Conservation mission: for every bottle of Pepsi sold on the Casey's General Store locations in Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska. I just said that. They get money towards Pheasants Forever.
So we need to get the we need to get the Turkey Federation to do that through the Midwest with Pepsi.
Oh God, yeah.
Yes.
National Wild Turkey Federation announces partnership with Avian X.
Yeah, that's
going to
be
the calls and Flextone game calls
and Flextone Avian and the turkey decoys is going to be all part of the NWTF. And they need some sponsorship support like that. That's a good thing.
Good sponsorship.
Good thing. Anything else before I go to break?
Quality Deer Management Association launches Share Your Hunt.
I know how hard you worked on the news and you wanted to read some of it, even though you suck at it.
I do suck at it, you know?
How many years have you been reading the news and you still can't read the news?
Well, it's a long time, 15 years.
You know, Tim sent in his application to be the co-host.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you knew that, right?
Yes.
I mean, you barely survived Radio Randy. And now you got Tiny Tim, the Thinking Woodsman, trying to slide into your slot there.
Oh, my God.
He does a great job reading the news. He pronunciates.
Pronunciates?
Yeah.
Who was the other guy who used to have that? We used to have the tape, pronunciates. Who else was a board op? Chops.
Shut the f*** up.
You mean like that?
Yes. Yeah. Hey, Bassmasters High School and College Series.
That's a good
2017
thing.
Schedules announced. High school and college anglers will be competing during prime fishing times on some of the premier bass fisheries
in
the country.
That's cool.
During the 2017 Costa Bassmaster High School Series presented by Dick's Sporting Goods, Carhartt Bassmasters College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops.
You know, I took a picture of you reading the news. I'm going to get a poster made. I'm going to give it to you. Put it in your bedroom. And when you're sitting there in your chair on a Saturday morning not doing the show anymore, you got a big drool running out the corner of your mouth. You can look up at that picture and go, I used to do the news on the radio.
Yeah, yeah.
And while you're listening to Tim read the news. While you're listening to Tim read the news.
My face pressed against the glass.
Yeah. Remember what I used to tell you at the old station? If you could do that again, you're going to be in the outside of the glass looking in with no place to read the news. You remember that?
Well, I get to wear my New Year's Eve costume.
No, that's never going to happen again.
You're finished. You're fired.
All right. Well, we got a great show lineup.
Oh, we do.
We got a great show lineup.
I'm not going to talk. I'm just going to behave, okay?
Yeah, good luck with that. We'll see how that goes, right, Maddie?
What was that? No,
hope you can feel
no
good,
doubt
buddy.
Of Maddie over there. Oh, you know?
Let's take a break. You suck.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
There we go. We should have played that for Tiny Tim. Well, let's do that again and give it to Tiny Tim. This goes out to Tiny Tim. Gotta quit you. Thank you, boys and girls. We love y'all. Thanks for tuning in this morning, and we'll see you all on the other side. Happy fall, baby.